Marie and Joe Godotti are sick of the geese.
I have my own pet name for them. They're flying rats.
The Godottis farm about 400 acres of small grains and legumes near the northwest Oregon town of Scappoose. On a gray, drizzly December afternoon, they drive their pickup through brown, fallow fields.
Typically, you would have been coming down here seeing three different colors of green. The peas are one color, the wheat is one color. Now you're just seeing all these blank fields.
Beginning in the fall and running through early spring, cackling Canada geese come to Oregon. They go where the good stuff is, newly planted fields, and mow down young, tender grasses. And there's very little farmers can do about it.
We got a big group over there, and one landing.
Joe is an expert at spotting the flocks of geese in the low orchard grass in the distance. There's probably 2,000 birds dining at the Godotti salad bar, likely a mix of migratory and residents, geese that have stopped flying north and live locally year-round.
Goose management is a complex world.
Brandon Reiches is the Migratory Game Bird Coordinator at the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. The first layer of complexity is jurisdiction. Because most geese migrate across international borders, their management is governed by treaty. That means states have very little say in setting population goals. Then there's the sheer number of geese subspecies. 7 varieties of Canada geese can be found in the Northwest each winter, and 3, cackling, dusky, and Aleutian, are protected by 3 different sets of federal rules.
If you want to stop a decline in one, but you still desire a hunting season to curb the growth in another, it becomes really difficult because to most people, a Canada goose is still a Canada goose.
The treaty only allows for 107 hunting days each winter, limiting one of the only ways farmers have to keep geese out of their fields. When hunting isn't allowed, Joe and Marie Godotti instead shoot firecracker shells into the air to scare the geese. And that's not all. Strings of flags like the ones used by car dealerships, cutouts of coyotes and eagles, or...
We had Farmer Fred.
Farmer Fred was a 7-foot-tall cutout of plywood of a person with a raincoat on it.
The Godottis have stopped planting most of their land in the fall, instead focusing their efforts in spring, when the geese start moving out. Overall, the couple estimates the birds cost them about $60,000 each year. Changes could be on the way, though. This fall, federal counts of cackling geese put the 3-year average population at above 250,000 for the first time in 30 years. Again, wildlife manager Reiches.
It's probably time to look at that management plan and go forward with looking at it from, okay, we've got a somewhat stable population that's causing significant headaches down here.
Managers will look at whether the number of cackling geese should be lowered, as Northwest farmers want. This would mean hunters could bag more geese in the short term, but there would be less available in the long run after the population has diminished. It would also mean native Alaskans that rely on geese for subsistence would see their food source reduced. Marie Godotti says changing the number of cacklers could work if they were the only geese that landed on their property.
To know how many geese are here, you count them all. You don't separate the species out and say, well, we only have 250 of this, we only have 250 of that.
With the Duskies, Aleutians, and all the others flying around Oregon and Washington, there would still likely be too many geese for farmers like the Godottis. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.